Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Okay, week 8, the Bills off the bye, where, or when, coming off a bye, under Sean McDermott, they've never lost. 8-0 in this spot. This year, you know, there are tougher tests. At Carolina is the plan here. Bills and Panthers, Sunday at 1. Sal Capaccio joins us now on the West Her Hotline to talk about it. Sal, we didn't get to Carolina yesterday. Just a simple general question about how you feel about them and this matchup for the Bills. You hear a lot of, because they've been bad, that the Panthers are kind of still the Panthers. And they're down their starting quarterback. I don't even think I mind for them that it's Dalton instead. And I don't know, they are 4-3. What kind of test will this be?
Very big test. Because they can do things that the Bills have had trouble against. Run the ball, mainly. And that's the big challenge on the defensive side. I think that Rico Dowdle is going to see a lot of action against the Bills defense. The Bills have to be much better than they have been stopping running backs, tackling them, bringing them down after, you know, once you on contact. They're very good. They're very good after contact, him and Hubbard. So yeah. And I've gone back and forth on, I do think that, to me, like, I think the Bills would have a better chance against Bryce Young because he's a younger quarterback, inexperienced, and coming off a bye, you could probably do some things to confuse him if you can at least stop the run, put him in long yardage. But I would also say that the thing that's hurt the Bills a little bit has been mobile quarterbacks this year, and he's more mobile than Andy Dalton. The good news about facing Andy Dalton is he's going to be in the pocket, and the Bills can dial up stuff to say, okay, we're going to come after him because he's not escaping against us. So I think it's kind of however you want to look at it. I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer there. You know?
It would be really welcome to see them be able to get home, whether that's with four or sending extra. I did read one thing this week that indicated that I think their left tackle has not given up maybe even a single pressure all year. Like, someone on that line is having a really good year. And I think it's him. I think it's the left tackle on Carolina. So, you know, maybe that's a tough matchup and they can find some other way around it. But yeah, I mean, pressure on the quarterback, but tackling, Sal, like, I don't know. We've talked about it again and again, I think, here over the last few weeks. Like, what kind of work can you do during a bye week to work on your tackling? I saw a clip of Jordan Poyer talking about that earlier this week. You know, it's the different angles, every tackle's different, and that kind of thing. I mean, just wrap some guys up here, for crying out loud.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. It is a fundamental thing. I mean, I know coaches talk about fundamentals. Tackling's fundamental when it comes to football. That's what it is. You've been taught it since you've been starting playing, whether that was at 5 years old or in high school or whatever, and they know how to tackle. But, yes, angles are a big part of it. Putting guys in position, that's on coaches to, you know, scheme-wise sometimes have those proper angles when it comes to knowing what's coming and whether it's a wide zone or inside zone or something like that, and guys have to be able to you know, get to that spot where they're supposed to be and where their head is, all those kinds of things. So that's on everybody. They're going to have to be better at tackling. There's no doubt. I really believe the Bills, if the Bills were a lot better at tackling than they have been, then maybe one of those losses would become wins, whether that's the Patriots or the Atlanta Falcons. That's, to me, how big of an issue it's been for them at times. So no doubt. And then on the other side of the ball, I mean, the Bills have to play better than they have been against the Carolina defense, which, by the way, it's different. This is a different defense than what they faced against Atlanta. Like, Atlanta is, they're going to come after you. They are going to put pressure on you. They're going to get to the quarterback. That's not Carolina. But Carolina is a team that's going to be buttoned up. They're sound fundamentally. They're going to be in the right spots defensively, and they're going to make the right reads and plays. It's a little bit less boom or bust, but it is a defense that has put up some nice numbers this year, but they're not getting after the quarterback the way that other teams have, and like the Falcons did against the Bills.
Maybe this is a dumb question, but, you know, as careful as the Bills and as teams are with their practice time nowadays, where it's just not very physical, how do you practice tackling? Like, how do you compromise that point, you know, player safety stuff and just sort of manage everybody's workload in a safer way? Do you have to compromise that to sort of hone in on tackling?
Yes, it's tough. And there's also, Mike, CBA rules about this stuff, where how much you can have pads on at certain points in the season and all that stuff. So every team, that's why you do it in training camp. And unfortunately, that's why injuries happen too in training camp. You have to get that stuff done in training camp because you don't have a lot of time. Once you get to the season, I mean, you're not banging on each other because you're getting ready for a game and you're game planning. You just can't do it. And then there's even times, like I said, in the season where you have to cut down on the number of times you give a practice with pads on, according to the CBA. It's very, very hard. So how do you do it? Well, you guys have probably seen some videos I've posted at practice where you're tackling bags, they do the gator roll tackle, or they just kind of lift it up, you know, and you see Matt Milano or Terrell Bernard taking a bag down to the ground and just, you know, standing still, stationary like that. Then you have the donut rolls, I'll call them, these big pads that are big, big round pads that will roll them at you, and the guys have to come and they have to tackle that and lift it up. But that's the only way you can really do it. You can say thud, up thud, they call it, where, let's say, James Cook is running through the hole and someone comes up, and he can come up to him, he can body him up to him, and he can wrap him up, but you got to be careful of that because you're not trying to hurt your teammate either. It's very tough.
Well, Sal, for all this talk about, you know, tackling and whatnot, we have, and I mentioned Poyer, you correctly forecasted some of what would happen today with McDermott, if not all of it, right? You said yesterday to us that you wouldn't be surprised at all to hear him tell us that those three players, Jones, Palmer, and Rapp, would be ruled out. What we didn't know was that Rapp was headed for IR. So is there a bigger plan in place that, you know, beyond this week for safety, or do you think they're just going to try to get by with what they have? And how much, if at all, do you think Jordan Hancock might figure into that?
Well, Sean also said to the media today that they were still working through who would play in place of Taylor Rapp. Now, I think that some of that is competitive and coach speak, because to me it just screams it's going to be Jordan Poyer after what we saw 2 weeks ago. But if they feel that Jordan Hancock is ready for a bigger role, then I could see him playing a little bit more. And maybe we see all three of those guys, meaning Cole Bishop, Jordan Poyer, and Jordan Hancock on the field. We'll see. It is interesting to me, like during the interview, his radio interview with me, when I asked him, what does self-scout mean? Does self-scout mean these are our tendencies and what we need to do better? Or is self-scout, here's how teams are attacking us and having success, and here's what we need to do to combat it? And he said it's a mix of both, but he also then mentioned, unprompted, personnel. And he talked about personnel and examining your personnel. And I'm wondering, does that mean we're going to see some personnel changes? And could that be something at safety? I just think that Jordan Poyer is probably the next man up. You're going to see him. I wouldn't be surprised. Jordan Hancock plays special teams. He'll be ready to go if they need him. And then when you talk about bigger picture guys, that would come in the form of, do they look outside the organization to bring somebody in? Now, they also have Cam Lewis, right?
Yeah,
Cam
I was going to mention him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. He's a backup nickel, but he plays safety, too. So you can put him there as well, although he's pretty much only been mostly a backup nickel this year. He does play dime safety because Jordan Hancock's been mostly at safety and not at nickel since he's been drafted and in training camp. If you go outside the organization, I just think safety is one of those things where, boy, you could get somebody, but what is the onboard at that position, which like the quarterback of the defense and secondary, versus some other spots on the board, and that's a little bit tougher.
Yeah, we were talking about this, I think, in the first hour of our show today, Sal, and, you know, I don't want to get too greedy, but I think like for the big picture here, maybe the best case scenario would be a game where the Bills get comfortable, kind of like the Jet game. And then, because I also think that they would probably defer to experience in the form of Jordan Poyer or maybe even Cam Lewis. But if they can get a couple score lead, maybe or a little more into the third quarter, then maybe that's an opportunity to get Hancock on the field and, you know, try to work out some of the, you know, just knock some of the new off of him. And because I just think athletically, the idea of Poyer having to play safety against the Chiefs next week is going to keep me up at night.
I understand that, and I think that, you know, that's a very big reason why they moved on from him, which is, you know, he's just not a guy that you can trust back there covering, you know, wide receivers running down the field and being in the right spot. Now, I do think that he is a guy that they can trust and they believe they can trust, at least, whether we'll see that in action through a whole 60 minutes of games of, you know, being able to come up from his spot to help out in the run game and understand how the nuances work in the zone defense and to have all of that buttoned up, so no doubt. Look, it's a great idea you have, Bulldog, but obviously you got to be up two scores to have that happen, right?
Yeah, right.
And right now, I mean, this offense, I mean, they're going to have to do their part to have something like that happen.
Before we get there, how about the guys coming off suspension? Sal, I know we've talked about this already this week, but any reason to think there'd be limitations on Hoyt or Ogunjobi, especially maybe Ogunjobi with Daquan Jones missing?
No, I think they're both full go. Healthy amount of snaps and rotation. What that looks like, I don't know if it's okay. Well, I guess you could say back off on him a little bit in this game because of conditioning. That would be the only thing. You are playing in Carolina, but it's only going to be, what, 65 to 70 degrees game time. I don't think it's not overly hot, not like a Miami September game. So I think it's full systems go here, and I think that might just be predicated upon situation. Ogunjobi's going to have to play. I mean, he's just going to have to. They have three defensive tackles on the roster. They're going to have to elevate or sign somebody. My guess is, by tomorrow at 4 p.m., you might get Zion Logue signed to the 53-man roster because he's out of elevations. But you could go with Jordan Poyer. Heck, you could do both of them if you want. Sign him and Jordan Phillips, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You could elevate Jordan Phillips and you could sign Zion Logue. But, you know, you're going to go into this game. And if that happens, that might be an indication where maybe they want five. Maybe they want that extra guy just to make sure that Ogunjobi can, you know, handle a full workload. And then when it comes to Hoyt, I think that, too, is, hey, you got Bosa and Rousseau. And you got Hoyt and A.J. Epinesa. Those are your four main defensive ends. You could say Javon Solomon, but he probably goes back to more of a main special teams role. If he's even active, they'll have six defensive ends. And then Hoyt, he can kick inside. I could definitely see you know, it's a third and eight, and you could have Bosa and Rousseau outside and Hoyt and Oliver inside. I think that's like a scenario they've been planning for this year that they haven't been able to get to.
Do you have any sense at all what the self-scouting might have resulted in on the offensive side of the ball, Sal? Like, do you think we'll see – we've talked a lot about like, – what are some things that have come up? We've had a little bit too long, in my opinion, or maybe even a lot too long to sort of stew in these back-to-back losses heading into the bye. But so what's come up a lot – Cook's usage in general, of course, is always a topic, but him in the passing game, something to offset pass rush or blitz, although Carolina, you already said, isn't going to be what Atlanta was, so maybe it's too late for that, but still, I feel like Cook in the passing game would be something to look out for today, or excuse me, Sunday against Carolina, and then there's been talk about moving Coleman around, and I don't know, do you have an appetite for that? Do you anticipate much of that?
I wonder, because of Palmer's situation, him being out, I don't know how much of that you can do. I look for maybe Curtis Samuel getting an increased role, because now that we know he's playing, Palmer's out, it seems like he will be the next guy up, where you kind of have to rely on him to win a little bit more on the outside. If that, with him out, you're probably looking at Elijah Moore playing. So how many snaps are there inside for, you know, Coleman with Elijah Moore and Khalil Shakir, and then, you know, hopefully Dalton Kincaid playing. So I don't think so at this time, but look, that's very possible. They might look and say, that's just our best way to get him open and on the field. And Khalil Shakir can move outside and he can play there. And, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to move him to spots where he can get open. So no doubt. I think one of the things they have to look at self-scouting is why some of these pressures have been hurting them more than in the past, or at least more than what you saw most of last year. I think you can go back to those two games last year, and the same thing happened in Baltimore and a little bit in Houston. Five-man fronts. Guys coming from different spots, why has that hurt them? And it goes back to what you just said, running backs in the passing game, earlier answers for Josh Allen. But I think you have to figure out where the communication is on how to button that up front before you get to any of that in the first place.
Curtis Samuel revenge game narrative.
There you go.
40th pick, second round of the 17 draft. Three picks after the Bills took Zay Jones. And sometimes when I think about the game the Bills last played in Carolina, which was 8 years ago, I think of Zay Jones. Was there a almost touchdown late?
Tyrod to Zay Jones, and there was a lot of debate. And Jones has talked at length about the sort of the spiral that sort of began for him early in his NFL career, right?
Yeah, so 2017, I remember this play clearly. It was right in front of me. If you go back and watch the video, I'm literally standing right there where it happened, and I remember this so clearly because there was such a debate after the game on, was it a pass that should have been better, or was it a pass that should have been caught? I think you could go either way on it, to be quite honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I think that he was open enough that Tyrod probably could have placed it in a better spot, but man, Zay Jones saw that ball. He had every opportunity to be able to get to it. And he probably should have caught it. And that was a tough one because that was Sean McDermott's first game back in Carolina, obviously. It's right after he came to the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, the Bills had just won their game against the Jets. And then you're like, oh, my God, you know, this would have been a nice game to have. And they didn't. I remember that game. And then, yeah, you're talking about who was it? Curtis Samuel. I mean, Curtis Samuel, hey, revenge game for him, revenge game for Joe Brady, right? I mean, to go back to Carolina.
All the revenge.
Fired him, by the way. Right? The team that fired him. He's going to want to have a little bit of, you know, hey, you know, this organization – yeah, while they gave me a shot, they also got rid of me pretty quickly here. So I'm sure that he would like to have something on his plate for that.
Makes sense. Well, who knows how this will go? The Bills are favored by 7, 7.5. It was 8, but there's been some move toward Carolina here. I've been asking Bulldog these weeks, Sal, if there's a game that the Bills win, but like you feel like you won't be impressed or you'll be maybe even negative about it. Is this that game possibly? Like what does Monday sound like if they squeak one out?
I guess it depends on the manner in which they squeak one out. You know, Joe DiBiase asked this morning, would you feel better if they win 41-31 or if they win 20-13? And honestly, that's a good question. And I think that I think most would say 41-31. I would not. I think I would say 20-13 because that would tell me that okay, the defense did a much better job. I think that's trending better. And I think I can trust at some point Josh Allen on the offense will be fine. If it's 41-31, I'm thinking, how did Andy Dalton just light up this defense?
Right.
31 points. I don't care that Josh Allen scored 41. I need this defense to be better, and now I'm definitely not convinced that they're going to be.
Got it.
Yeah, I like that. That is that's a good little thought experiment because, you know, what does everybody want? We want 41-10, right? Or 35-10. Like, explode on offense and get the defense together. But it's hard, you know. I mean, the defense has had their share of injuries, and they still do. And there are even guys this week that are still questionable, right? Bernard and Milano, both, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're both questionable, and I think by what I've seen at practice, they've looked good. They've been back at practice. They've been limited all week. So I think that's trending well for them to play. We'll see if they're active. But to me, I think both of them wind up playing just kind of based on what I've watched throughout practice this week. And then you have Shaq Thompson. Oh, by the way, another revenge game, right? Shaq Thompson going back to Carolina. A lot of ties there. And, you know, it's a guy that he said he told me in the locker room yesterday, he doesn't have any emotions about it right now, but you know, when you start to play a little bit, he spent a lot of time there, obviously, first round pick back in Carolina. So we'll see if he's the guy that they put on the field as a third linebacker. If he's a guy that winds up playing even more, if they want to spell Matt Milano a little bit at weak side. So yeah, I think, you know, the linebackers are a very big part of this and the personnel usage of them and what you see.
How?
So this is a game too. The Bills have played a lot less nickel this year, but
yep.
I don't know. I mean, this isn't a team that runs a ton of heavy personnel, so I don't expect to see a lot of base sets. I still think that Taron Johnson plays a prominent role, and, you know, he has. It's not that, like, he's off the field a ton, just a little bit more than normal, and I think you go back to a little bit more nickel this game.
How interesting, if at all, did you find it that McDermott did not rule Maxwell Hairston out?
Interesting, right? I don't know. I found it interesting, but maybe it's just because of him being on the injury report. Now, the way it works, it used to be if a guy was back from injury, designated to return, you didn't even have to list him on the injury report. It was just like, okay, they activate and they do. For him, now the rule did change, though. Once a guy comes back from injury designated to return, you must list him every day so that competitively the opponent can see what he's doing every day from a limited or full capacity, and then having a questionable designation at least gives you the thought of maybe he'll play. I still can't see it. From what he said to me on the radio this morning, still about expectations and tempering expectations, mm-hmm. It just feels like to me that he's not quite ready. I will say this, though, guys. I thought it would be Miami. I'm thinking now that he might play against Kansas City.
Next week. Very good.
Yep.
All right, Sal, have a good time down there. We'll talk again on Monday.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
There's Sal Capaccio on our Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Picks next.
I guess.
I don't see one interesting college football game here. There are some big shots who are not playing this week. Ohio State is not playing. Notre Dame. Georgia. Probably someone else. It should be an even number, right?
I would think so, yeah.
I just can't. Not a single one looks interesting to me. Yeah. I'm not just going to copy Sam. Plus, that'd be going against Vanderbilt, who just won for me, and that wouldn't feel good.
Yeah, I'm going to get right back on the Friday night horse.
Okay, there are a couple games.
I got smoked by Minnesota last week. I had Nebraska minus something or other, and they lost 24-6 to Minnesota.
Yeah. You're trying to figure out the quarterback's name.
Dylan Raiola.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, I called him Dominic. There was a center from Nebraska, I think, named Dominic Raiola. I don't know if they're even related. I've never looked. Is that his dad by chance? I don't even know. It is. Okay. So that's why I had Dominic Raiola in my head. It was a former center from Nebraska.
I'm thinking more of cosplay.
Yeah, well, I didn't know how to say that. I didn't want to say it wrong. I don't know. It's not a word I've ever said.
You got to pick a team whose quarterback you know who it is.
Well, I didn't know
who. No, I've never done that.
I knew who that guy was.
I don't know the quarterback on any of these teams.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm
Smith.
I don't want to divulge yet because we haven't played the music and the whole open and everything.
All right.
But I have a game from tonight.
I saw there were a few.
Yeah.
Picks coming up. The Sabres host the Leafs pregame at 6 with Paul Hamilton. Football Friday on WGR. The Friday drive at 5 brought to you by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. By Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. And by Excelsior Orthopedics Express, sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Picks moved up with the Sabres game tonight, pregame at 6. How are we looking?
Team Bulldog is hopeful that the new time slot will be kind, because I went 1-9 the previous 2 weeks, stabilized last week to 3-2, like, okay, maybe I can make up some ground. Nope.
4-1.
You're over here with a 4-1. So I'm down bad.
But you got one last night. My Thursday night luck has certainly run out. Not close.
But you are 25-13-2 on the year.
All right.
Which is, I mean, that is a hearty, hearty winning rate.
Good thing I don't bet.
I am 18-24-1, which is not so great.
No, but, you know, you'll be back.
Eh.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I still don't have any idea on college. I might as well just pick one at random. Okay, picks. Here we go. Start with the pros. That's what I care about. I will take Baltimore, -7 at home against Chicago. This line hasn't really moved. It's been Ravens by a touchdown all week. Presuming Jackson plays, right? Like, if he's not playing in this game, the Bears are favored. We saw this when they played Houston earlier in the season, and the line went 10 points or more the other way.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like people know, and he practiced in full today, but they're still calling him questionable. They did also, I think, announce, or it was reported, that Tyler Huntley would start if he doesn't.
Yeah.
But I just feels like they know he plays, and I'll give Baltimore another shot here to sort of save their season. -7 against the Bears. The Bears have not been bad. They've been a little lucky. 1-point wins. It's one of those where I think the numbers tell you the Ravens. Pick 2, Houston at home, -2.5 over San Francisco. It's just a buster vibe I have with Houston. Defense is pretty good, and Brock Purdy is going to miss again. Back out. Mac Jones, everybody's out on San Francisco constantly. Still no Pearsall. Their injury list is just incredible. So I'm giving less than a field goal at home with a Houston team. You know, there's some hope there. You can't like their offense. They really just don't do anything well.
This is a very weird line to me. This is not a weird line to you. I know San Francisco's banged up, but they keep finding a way. Even with Mac Jones and your name here playing receiver, they just get they're not killing people, but they're getting by. And Houston is kind of uneven. I'm struggling with that line.
Uneven is the word, and that's why I like them. Because it's only 2.5 and they just lost. So I'll take the Texans. Pick 3, Pittsburgh. Sunday night at home, +3 against Green Bay. You know, is Green Bay that good? Is this a team that just really impresses you? They get through it. I want to think that they're that good. I want to think that Jordan Love is that good. I want to think that Jordan Love has a big night against Rodgers. I'd love to see that. I just don't feel it. Pittsburgh coming off a loss. First place. Points at home. I'll take the Steelers. Pick 4, the Jets. Now we're having some fun. Now we're having some real fun.
You wait till you see how much fun we're about to have.
Well, I don't want to be rude by what I would have said about this game, knowing that you're going to take Cincinnati, and you could easily be right. But it just feels like, who would take the Jets? This guy. I will take the Jets. Maybe Fields even plays here. Tyrod Taylor is not healthy. He's not ruled out. but we don't know who the quarterback is. One of these weeks, it just doesn't all go wrong for them. They could have won the game in London, 13-11, and Cincinnati is not good. I think we talked about this, I think, where you have this kind of situation with Flacco,
mm-hmm.
and I think the Bills are maybe in a scary spot in this same way, where the veteran goes in. I mean, Flacco is new besides, but the veteran goes in and, you know, there's a spark. It doesn't mean that he won't throw three picks here. If they can get to Flacco, look out. I mean, you could always say that. I think the Jets might have that gear, and they're due to win. Jets plus 6.5 at Cincinnati.
As nothing is more true than the Jets are due to win. They're the only winless team in the league. So, yeah, they are due to win.
Cincinnati giving 6.5 is just not where I want to be standing.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I'll take Boise State. I don't know who they're playing or what the line is.
Yeah.
I'll take Boise State. I had enough time to pick one. I couldn't pick
one. I was mistaken. I didn't say this on the air yet, right? I told you off the air. I was wrong. I said I got a game tonight. That was the game I was going to pick. But then I got a little further into the schedule and found another game I liked in college. So I don't have that Boise State game.
That's why I took it.
They're playing on the road in Nevada. Right.
21.5.
Okay. Well, the reason I said we're going to have a lot of fun here is because three of the four NFL picks, I have the other side in. And that didn't just happen because you picked them. They were in here. If you want to see a timestamp, I'll show you. I'm going to take the 49ers. I thought you'd say something about the line being fishy. Like to me, San Francisco is the better team there. And for them to be getting 2.5 points at a kind of ragged Houston team is a reason, if you were a more savvy gambler, to avoid it. But I'm just going to take San Francisco in the points. I'm going to trust Shanahan and Mac Jones, who probably is a starter next year somewhere with another good game or two. And I just do not trust Houston at all. The one pause that I will have about this game is their edge guys getting to Jones. I mean, that could be real trouble because Jones is not someone I trust to get out of there.
I might not have Nico Collins
effectively.
Either. Concussion.
So I'm going to take San Francisco and the points. I'm going to take the Packers. I think Micah Parsons could decapitate Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. So I'll lay the three there with no hesitation. I have a little more hesitation about the Bengals and the 6.5. But no Sauce Gardner, no Garrett Wilson. I think Flacco will be open for business again with Higgins and Chase. So I'll roll the dice on a second Flacco resurrection week. I'm also going to take the Bills. I think the Panthers are in the wrong place at the wrong time. I think this is a very good team that's had a rough couple of weeks and a rough week of analysis from the outside. Not that I would think they're paying a lot of attention to it, but I love the Bills this week. I just think there's a buzzsaw coming. So we'll see. I mean, I'll be here to answer for this on postgame. Bills nope. Minus 7.5.
No one's going to blame you
right?
No, on postgame if they
lose. That's right. So I like the Bills, and I like them big. And my college football game will be – I just did that thing that so many announcers do by saying football. Everyone knows we're talking about football, but I said football game.
I just said it four more times.
I don't know why I just did that. I'll take Indiana, minus 25.5, hosting UCLA.
Okay. Number two, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that Monday night crew with Orlovsky and Riddick.
Yeah.
That rare is the segment between plays where you don't hear the word football at least once. I mean, it's just often, sometimes it's five times. And it's just so, to me, so annoying. I am easily annoyed by announcers. I know that. But can you just stop? And those games have stopped now. So that should be it. Until maybe late in the season on a Saturday or a wild card game or something.
Right.
But no more Monday night doubleheaders. Right? That's it. Yeah, that's it for the season.
I never looked that far ahead. I only concentrate on one week at a time, Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, actually, I'm wrong about what postgame could sound like if they lose. Because somebody, if they're listening and they care enough about this, which, you know, don't. But if they do, and they're going to hear, you know, remember, Bill's big from you. And they might say, when are you going to realize this team's flaws? It's never going to change. You know, we'll get that call a lot. We'll get that call a few times on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it can be, you guys, I'll be roped in. You guys just are blind to their faults, to their weaknesses.
There might be people out there like pre-recording that call to call and play like they make all the points they want to make the way they want to make them.
I might do that myself and call in from the hallway.
I might actually just go up to the attic at some point tomorrow afternoon and call whoever. There's probably nobody. Oh, there'll be somebody in here during Sports Talk Saturday. And the Sabres play at 5 o'clock, so there'll be people on the board. I might just start recording segments for postgame. Just so I have it all canned. I'll send you a script.
If you really mean this pick, I know you want to record how good they look.
That's right. Exactly. Yes. And how Jordan Hancock got to play the whole second half because the Bills were up by so much.
Yeah. Well, they might want him to anyway, if it's close.
Yeah, maybe. But, right? Yeah, I'm referring to the scenario I've talked about a couple times where they get out front and they can sort of, let's see if this guy can play because we may need him because relying on Poyer for 4 weeks might be a tough call.
I want to see it, you know, rather than just assume that he's just so far past his prime. I want to see it. With these kinds of things, though, you look at the evidence, right? I mean, the Bills let him go. They thought he had aged out, and then Miami brought him in, and it didn't look like they were wrong. And then that ended, and now he's back, and the role he's brought back to play makes sense, you know, some sort of a player-coach kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's a likely starter, and he might be for a while, and I don't think they want to be there. So,
no.
But I don't know what he's going to look like. You know, it's just kind of putting two and two together.
I would be really surprised, if not flat out stunned, if he doesn't look bad.
How would he look bad? It would be Dowdle gets the edge and the safety is not on the screen.
It's just foot speed on anything.
But he should know where to be on the field.
That's right.
Like, I wouldn't assume, well, what is this to say? Like, a pick is possible for Jordan Poyer against Andy Dalton, you know? Like, because of both guys.
Yep.
That he's going to read a play and maybe atone for whatever you can see going bad.
Yeah, I happily eat the big bowl of crow on that if he makes a play and really helps them. But I'm really nervous about him playing.
The Sabres are home to the Leafs tonight, pregame at 6 with Paul Hamilton. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.